Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Got to take a break for just a second here. Jackie says, John, we're going to talk about the Astros scandal tomorrow? Shut up, jerk. Did you guys see this? A recent study by the Lake Erie College shows in Pennsylvania that beagles are capable of identifying lung cancer in humans with near perfection, 97%. Get this. Dog's sense of smell is at least 10,000 times stronger than that of humans. Beagles have 225 million olfactory receptors compared to humans, 5 million. So wait a minute. If dogs can smell, why do they walk up and start smelling your you could smell some, dogs can smell your booty from across the parking lot. They can smell your, right.
I know that.
Man, hey, who cut one?
You ain't got to get so close.
So wait a minute. Why you got to get all up in here? And oh, by the way, why you sniffing other dogs? Man, that must. And by the way, too, do you ever smell a wet dog? Like they stink.
Yeah.
Are they disgusted with themselves when they like when they're wet? They're like, man, no. I got to take a.
Is it
I
time
need
for
a
your
bath.
Wet dog commentary.
I don't have wet dog commentary.
He knows what I'm talking about. He knows. John doesn't know it. I didn't know until last year.
Oh, you didn't know about that?
I heard on a comment.
You hadn't heard that before?
No. A white guy in a black comedy club said this. And I'm like, because he took a shot at the black crowd and they loved him. You know, yeah. It was like a back and forth. I had no idea. Tell him, Del. Tell him, Del. He knows.
So old.
I don't know it.
I didn't know it either until last year. All right, let's do this.
Oh, no.
If there's any black listeners who know about the wet dog comment.
Like, John, when you're... Like, John, have
you
spent time...
You don't want to let a caller do it?
Nah, I don't want to get into this.
Okay.
John, have you spent time in, like, very moist environments? Maybe where it rains a lot?
Yeah. Houston.
Yeah. Houston.
Houston.
Like, your kids. Like, JT.
Yeah, they smell like pups.
JT particularly.
Yeah. My kids
smell
like
out of the
dogs.
They come out of the rain, and what do they smell like?
That's like, true. Like pups.
Yeah, white...
We always say, like... It's, right?
It is true.
Apparently, it's specifically a white people thing. Apparently. I can't vouch for that.
Really?
I can't vouch for that, but
yeah.
that's out there.
I had no idea this was a thing.
That white people smell like pups?
I knew my kids. Like, sometimes...
My wife always goes, man, you need a shower. You smell like a pup.
You smell like a wet dog.
Yeah.
I've said that too, and then I didn't realize that's a thing. I didn't realize that's a thing that black people say about white people or that they know until this comedian brought it up. He goes, yeah, I see looking at me, And I know what you're thinking. I bet he smells like a dog when it's wet outside. And I'm like, and everyone's falling out laughing. I'm like, what?
I don't get this. I don't know this.
I'm Googling like comedians, wet dogs, white people. I don't know what it is. And then I found out that's a thing that they've been hiding from us.
You've been hiding this all these years, though?
I mean, I haven't really thought about it very much. I remember it, that being a thing. I feel like that's a Southern thing because I didn't hear about it, so I went visit my family in the South.
Does John know about Ashy? Do you know about Ashy? If I say Ashy.
But that we have Ashy skin?
Well, he knows what it is.
We.
Yeah, I do. Look, I can tell you right now I got ashy skin.
Why is that?
Because I don't put enough lotion on.
Well, clearly.
So I learned whenever I was in...
You can't call yourself dark meat or part of the culture anymore.
Because I have pigmentation.
No, because if you were actually part of the culture, you would
have lotion.
To carry lotion with you.
Yeah, you would carry lotion.
Yeah. No, but there, some of us, we don't carry lotion.
So I learned in high school...
My people do.
When guys would call it rank on each other. When we were rank on each other, black on black ranking, because it would be anybody versus anybody. It didn't matter. Back in the day, it didn't matter. You just went in. And that's the first time when one guy, I think it was Kirby, crushed, I don't even want to say who it was, when he's saying... And look at you with your ashy ass. And he was like, ashy this, ashy. And he's like hitting him. And he's like, looks like, you know, and he said, look at your dandruff on your legs. And he's hitting his leg. I'm like, what is he talking about?
No.
And then I realized, oh my gosh, Charles is ashy.
That's why Larry is so damn funny.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, beagles can detect breast cancer if you breathe on them.
Beagles or Bengals?
Beagles.
Okay, because I do not want to get close to a Bengal.
No, not Bengals, like Joe Burrow?
Or AJ Green?
Joe Burrow. I do have some leverage in this process. Like, if I'm the Bengals, I'm like, God.
Oh, crap.
We've been fighting this whole narrative that Joe could not choose us.
Right. 806 ESPN 97.5. Let's get Sean in here. He wants to talk about his Astros. What do you say, Sean?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just want to do kind of chime in. Let's come to the realization that, I mean, when you think of MLB baseball, you think of the heavy hitters, the Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, and the little Houston Astros have been so cute for so long. The Colt 45s down there in Houston losing 100 games, and now the team scandal's out. They might as well just take us down because we're not on Sunday Night Baseball. We're not the big heavy hitters. Even though the Yankees and Red Sox and the Dodgers are going to come out cheating, they're not going to crush them like the Astros because they need those teams to survive. So that's just kind of something that, you know, it's kind of crossed my mind. That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Right. Well, yeah, we ain't blue bloods, that's for sure. We're new to the party. We're new money.
Are we Butler?
We're new money. No, we're trying to live in River Oaks with, you know, new money, No, we the Beverly Hillbillies coming in.
Yeah,
that's what we are.
We're definitely new money.
Yeah. We're the Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah.
I don't know that I'm comfortable with that.
What?
We're the Beverly Hillbillies?
How do they get rich? Texas?
We do have
Texas tea, black gold.
Well, we did have Colby Rasmus at one point.
And Josh Reddick
likes to play that role. Yeah. And Mariznick has the hair, but he's not really a hillbilly.
And we had, who was our catcher, our Asian catcher?
Well, Conger wasn't a hillbilly.
Hank. His name was Hank, though.
His name was Hank.
It was Hank.
He was a lot of fun.
He was a lot of fun. Loved Hank Conger.
He was the original fun Astro before Carlos Beltran ruined everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this on Beltran.
This is all on Beltran.
This has to be
on
Beltran.
No, this is all on Beltran.
Yep.
It really is. They could have stopped.
Here's my imitation of Carlos Beltran. You're right. It is all Carlos Beltran. You guys are right. Keep going. Hey, I hate Beltran. He did it all. Who said that? Chorus back there. It's Beltran. Get him.
It was
Don't
Beltran.
Don't turn the attention
Until
off the
Beltran
Astros.
Walked into that locker room and said, you guys are behind the times. None of this happened.
You know what the Astros should do, to be honest with you? They should, in honor of what the Giants did, they should have a 3-year anniversary of the World Series title and not invite Beltran. See? We're disassociating ourselves. Yep. We will celebrate.
You know what? We should have a They need to have a 3-year celebration.
You know it's going
to
be bad if Alex Cora comes out and does his virtue signaling and is like, I just think it was wrong that they were wearing buzzers in 19 and in 18 and 19. Like, damn, Cora's going in on the Astros. Beltran, it's wrong how they won a title. I'm giving my title back. Like, I'm not going to call myself World Series champion anymore. What if he tried to get there? You know what? We didn't deserve it. Everyone would be like, oh, my God, he is a hero.
Man, I'll tell you this.
Beltran is a hero. If he came out and said something like that, they're going to say, what a heroic gesture he did. He's never going to be in baseball anyway.
Nope.
Why not?
How about Beltran writing a book about all the things he did with all the teams?
We need somebody to write a book on Beltran.
How about Beltran writing a book?
Get Ben Reeder.
And fessing up to everything.
Get Ben Reeder on a book.
Ben Reeder's now going to do. He's doing a series on how the Astros.
I need Bregman to write a book. Here's chapter one. You don't know bleep, bro, and it's not going to be long. None of the chapters are long.
No,
it's just him trash talking people.
Screw you, Bellinger. One more. Let's get Mito in here. What's up, Mito?
Hey man. Hey. My thing with the Astros is. How did they think everybody's going to keep this big secret, man? How did they think that everybody's just going to follow the G code? And if y'all know, Dale should know what the G code is. Lance hanging around Bun B, maybe he knows what the G code is.
I know what it is, but in baseball, that's been the whole G code. That's why this is a known. That's why this is a joke inside of baseball that there's sign stealing and cheating and steroids and HGH and everything. What's crazy is the way they're acting like, I am outraged. These players acting outraged, Mito? That's the crazy part of it.
If just followed the G-code, everybody would have been all right. No snitching, respect the game,
Fires.
Stop hating, man, and all that, man. Mike Fires, you snitching ass, EAD.
Later. Hey. Thank you, Mito.
I don't think he's ever coming back to Houston.
Oh, yeah, he's coming back. He'll pitch in Minute Maid this year. How about that?
What if he doesn't? What will you think?
Well, no, I'll think you little biznotch.
Mm.
Oh, no. If his turn on the rotation comes up and he doesn't pitch, that's even worse. We talked about this yesterday. Is Mike Fiers will pitch at Minute Maid Park, and he will catch it.
Guys, breaking news. Marley Rivera from ESPN interviewed Giancarlo Stanton, and she asked him, she said, what would you have done if you knew what pitches were coming? He goes, I feel like if I knew what was coming at 17, I probably would have had 80 home runs. So breaking, Giancarlo has 80 home runs.
80. We'll put it up. Now he broke the record. How about that?
Well, how about you get on the field? That would help. The Yankees would just appreciate you being on the field during the playoffs because you weren't there this time around. Play some games, Stanton. That's all. I mean, you can talk about hitting 80, but play some games. Maybe play 80 games.
Then you're going to have to hit every at bat because you only had 80 at bats.
Yeah, let's get on the field.
Yeah. In the folder, Aaron says he's got a folder of Kyle Ravitch. Did you see that?
Yeah, this is in the Washington Post article I read a couple weeks ago where or maybe it was Wall Street Journal, where the Codebreaker article first came out. And it was how Major League Baseball, how Joe Torre met with Lino, Rizzo. No. That was the Washington. Never mind. That was Washington. So it must have been the Red Sox, too. Never mind. I don't know about this one.
We'll play it on the other
baseball,
side.
Inside baseball was an open secret.
Yep.
Everyone knew about Cora, too,
by the way. We'll play it on the other side. 812 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What the Red Sox did certainly didn't rise to the level of what the Astros did. I had somebody tell me that prior to the 2018 LCS between the Red Sox and the Astros, there was a meeting with Joe Torre, A.J. Hinch and his group, Alex Cora and his group. And basically, Torre had come out and said, look, whatever you guys are considering doing, whatever you guys are doing, I would advise you strongly to cut it out. Because you guys should understand that at some point, somebody's going to leave your organization and rat you out. And when that happens, everything's going to blow up in your face. So to me, that sent the message that they knew something was coming. We're very aware that this was a possibility. And I think what happened to those two people that were in the room, Cora, Hinch, that changed the way that they were going to behave moving forward.
Couldn't have been more prophetic, could Joe Torre?
Excuse me.
At the beginning of that soundbite, he said, Carl Ravitch says, which is something that's been put out there multiple times now, that what the Red Sox did certainly didn't rise to the level of the Astros. Then what did the Red Sox do? Since you apparently know that it didn't rise to the level of what the Astros did, what did they do?
Yeah, how do you know that? Exactly. How do you know that?
Well, it is documented what the Red Sox did.
Well, that's what they did
wait a minute. There isn't even a report hasn't even come out yet.
No. It's documented what they're investigating. They used the replay room to relay to runners at second base.
Yeah, that's what they're investigating. Who knows what else they did?
Right. And to what level? I don't think any of us will know. I really don't. Unless what happens is this. Manfred is not coming out and telling everything. He is just not of what the Red Sox did. He's just not. I don't know what players got immune. I don't know. I don't know the level, if it's the same level of the investigation here. He is not going to reveal everything that the Red Sox did. There is absolutely no way, because he doesn't want vitriol for this team too. And then down the line and more and more and other teams coming. He wants this to go away.
This is the Astros' bad luck.
This is all Astros, and that's all it's going to be. He is going to downplay what the Red Sox did. But the only way we will know in the future is if a Red Sox player comes out and says, I told Rob Manfred this, and he didn't put it in his report.
And if that's the case, he'll be gone. then baseball will get another black eye, and it's just, you know, and so on and so forth. Something interesting I found that's non-Astros related, that when I was watching that passing interview, I was watching. It's on YouTube. It's the Yes Network, right? So Michael Kay and the other guy with a beard looks kind of like Greg Cook. You know, they're besides themselves about there's no punishment for the Astros and blah, blah, blah. So I'm watching this, and at the very beginning, they start talking about dynamic strike zone. Have you heard this concept? It's the same guy, Elam, who had the Elam ending. He's the one that came up with the basketball ending. I mean, Chris Paul maybe borrowed it, but it's called the Elam ending, which is, you know, you add 24 points onto the score, yeah, and you get the final. He has the same thing, the same concept in baseball as well, something similar, as well as a dynamic strike zone, which is the strike zone will change depending on what the count is. So it will start a little smaller, but it will expand as the count as the count goes further, so that you want to swing earlier in the count. In other words, it's meant to generate, right now it has to be all electronic strike zone, mm-hmm, no umpires. But basically he's saying, okay, early on it's a hitter's, because the strike zone's a little tighter, so it's going to be a hitter's count or hitter's, the hitters to the hitter's advantage earlier in the count. And what it's meant to do is the longer you wait, the bigger the strike zone gets. And so it's dynamic in the sense that it alters its shape. And what it's meant to do is have players swinging earlier, which can generate offense and also can speed up the pace of the game. Mm-hmm. And there are people around baseball who say, look, this is a fantastic idea. But the problem is, the purists are never going to be okay with this. But one thing I've noticed is I just don't think there's purists. This is going to sound macabre, but people are dying. Some purists are just dying, or they're not covering baseball as writers, or they're fans and they don't care as much or whatever. And there's going to be a younger generation that is going to be cool with a lot of stuff that is different. The XFL's doing stuff that's different than the NFL. How people relate to these changes is maybe going to play a big part in what the NFL looks to do in the future.
Well, if they go an entire season here with this kickoff and they show, listen, again, 6% of the plays are kickoffs.
Yeah, the
20%, 21% of the injuries are
from kickoffs. That wasn't random. And what I didn't realize, you said this, right? Yeah. That it's the yard lines, yes, where the ball. This is done. A study was done on this. This is a guy who,
Sam Schwartzstein did this.
Yeah, this is a Mensa member, and this Elam guy has done, Nick Elam, mm-hmm, right? Nick Elam has studied this and come up with a concept that was just adopted by NBA All-Star Game. And there's some push for adopting some of his, you know, concepts in baseball. And the idea in baseball would be you're aggressive earlier in the count. You got a better chance to hit if it's a smaller strike zone, because mm-hmm, they got to try to come in, and it speeds up the game. Mm-hmm. And it's basically something new where fans will be more excited because there's earlier engagement in the at-bat. And it will push. It'll either push for higher scores or faster games.
Dude, we can't better the game, because it's the game and we can't change it. We won't better the game. We can't. Major League Baseball is, listen, they're doing everything to try to speed it up. Now you got to face three hitters. What about the purists? Where are the purists there? Wait a minute. A lefty specialist. What happened?
I'm sure purists aren't happy about that.
I don't give a rat's ass what purists are happy or, right, happy or unhappy about. It's better. It's better. Huge rule.
Wait. Okay, so you have to face three. Even if they go back-to-back home runs, you got to go. You gotta throw one pitch.
You can throw one pitch each time.
And then you're out.
You got to face three guys.
That is a huge deal.
Yes, unless it's the end of the inning, then you don't have to. Unless the inning ends.
So you can still have a lefty specialist.
Yes. Yeah. As long as there's two outs and, yeah.
But if you make a pitching change.
You can't.
It doesn't have to extend to the next inning?
You don't know. If you can face one guy if it's two outs. Yeah. You can face one guy and then a new pitcher comes in. Because a new pitcher has to come in and warm up anyway.
You're still going to have.
Whoever it is has to come in and warm up anyway in between innings. So it doesn't matter. What they're trying to get rid of is face one hitter, another guy comes in, warms up, another guy comes in, warms up.
Yeah.
They're eliminating that. 824 ESPN 97.5, and they're going to work with the strike zone in the preseason.
Oh
no, in the preseason.
The strike zone, the automated.
The automated box.
Well, that's easy to do.
Yeah. Well, they ought to play, work with this smaller strike zone, expanding the strike zone.
Well, so the concept is the Atlantic League is where you have a lot of different things. The independent leagues are huge. The Skeeters did a lot of this stuff, starting a man on second base and all that. That's where baseball needs to really spitball a lot of these concepts and ideas, because if you want to stay, I know people are saying this is great for baseball. I think people are going to pay attention to the Astros as the bad guys. But ultimately, this isn't great for baseball. Baseball's not getting a big boost where people say, man, what a great sport. I would have never even known about this baseball thing if it wasn't for the Astros cheating and me being mad about somebody cheating in something I didn't know about.
Wait now a minute. You know what? Is this Snacks?
I forgot. You know what?
Is this Snacks?
Snacks watches.
That's he how goes, Snacks talks.
You know what? I didn't like baseball, but now I'm actually interested, and I want to watch a lot of baseball. I'm going to pay a lot of attention to baseball and buy a lot of gear and get Major League Baseball packages just so I can watch this great baseball, because this has been such a really – this has been fascinating, this baseball thing, and I'm really into it now.
Look, nothing can save baseball.
It is what it is. I think they're going to have some fundamental changes.
Yeah. The way it is right now, nothing's saving it. I mean, this Astro story is buzz for spring training, and people are talking about it. But once the games start, oh, yeah, this is still the game I ignore for, I don't know, 6 months out of the year until it's playoff time.
162 is awfully tough. I mean, you know, college basketball has become borderline irrelevant around the country for several months because players leave early. Like, I was telling my son, Alec, we went to the XFL game, and we were talking, and I showed him a picture. We walked by the where the Guy V. Lewis building, and it had a picture of Elvin Hayes, Akeem Olajuwon, and Clyde Drexler with Guy V. Lewis. And then they had a picture of some of the guys from Phi Slamma Jamma. And I was telling him, I said, I used to watch, when I was actually younger than you, I would watch Phi Slamma Jamma. I said, Alec, you have no idea. Patrick Ewing played 4 years at Georgetown. It was rare. I said a lot of players played at least 3 years. The only guy that I know who didn't was Isaiah Thomas at 2 years. That's the only guy. But everyone played at least 3 years, and a lot of guys played 4 years. And I said college basketball was incredible because you knew these teams. I said now you have them leaving so fast, and it has had a big impact on college basketball. I mean, there's just no question. And I know if you're a big college basketball fan, or if you're in a college basketball region, it's a big deal still to you, I'm sure. But let's face it. I mean, who are the big names in North Carolina Duke? I mean, who are the big? It doesn't exist for more than a year.
Nope. All right, 8:27 ESPN. It's going to get even worse now.
Dayton and San Diego State are now, you know,
they're factoring. The NBA says you don't even have to go for a year. We'll take you out of high school again. So,
yeah.
There you go. All right, 8:27 ESPN, 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's talk about your battle with ED. Let's stop. Let's fix that. Well, here's the deal, is fourhymns.com/John5. fourhymns.com/John5 is the best way to go about this, guys. If you have issues with anything that in the boudoir that you're having problems, listen, just see a doctor. You'll see a doctor online, and it's absolutely free. That's what you do with fourhymns.com/John5. This is not some hokey way to go about this. You will talk to a doctor. You will have the generic equivalent of that pharmaceutical drug that is costing hundreds of dollars. Instead, you're going to get it at an unbelievably low price. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval, require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. But guys, you don't have to you don't have to be embarrassed by going to the doctor's office. You don't have to, it doesn't take forever. You don't have to wait in a waiting room. You don't have to go to the pharmacy and pay all that money. You got it right here, absolutely free at fourhymns.com/John5. fourhymns.com/John5. That's fourhymns.com/John5.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here to hang out with us. 833 ESPN 97.5. It's been mostly all Astros and cheating scandal. And with a little Teddy Bridgewater thrown and Beagles thrown in there and white people smell like puppies. That's it.
Well, not all of the time. When they get wet in the rain.
No. If you run around outside, you'll come in and you'll smell like a pup.
Just being sweaty? You guys sweat?
It's sweat. Like yes, it doesn't have to be rain.
It doesn't have to be rain.
No, my kids smell like dog when they're outside. Yeah. My wife has said that about me. I'm like, what?
Yeah. You smell like a pup. Get in there. Get in the shower.
Eric, so Smooth Smooth sent me a direct message. He's like, you can't let him see behind the curtain, bro. He's like, stop telling white people all the secrets. That's one that I thought people would be interested in. That's
I just thought all people smell like that.
No, that's just you guys.
That's just us?
Yeah, apparently.
You smell like pups?
Maybe it's all the lotion we use. I don't know.
Maybe. And if you don't, you're ashy.
Yeah.
Right?
Some of us.
I'm ashy.
You probably are.
I am.
But everyone, I mean, if you scratch hard enough, everyone's going to be a little ashy.
Well,
if you
don't have any lotion on. Dry skin. Yeah. Anybody can get ashy.
Yeah, just see it.
But me and my people.
Oh,
we get
man,
it.
That's what Curb used to kill. Oh my gosh! there was some brutal stuff in junior high. Listen to guys rank on each other. Moms got thrown into it. Mm. Any physical, if you had a physical deficiency at all, it was coming up. It was coming up. By the way, I tried to send myself a text message to remind myself to do certain things.
What did you remind yourself to do today?
I just said, right? Pay stubs, light fixtures, GMC pay, loan pay. And so I sent a text to myself. I started texting. I looked for Lance. Oh, there it is, Lance Zierlein. And my own text message on my own phone. Can you tell people? It's right up at the top. Can you tell people who the message is from?
Butthole.
One of my kids, I'm searching my phone. I don't know how they've done this. It's either Mason or Snacks. And Snacks isn't, I don't think he's sharp enough to figure this out. I think it's Mason or maybe Alec has figured out somehow when I send a text to myself, it comes as butthole. I'm like, oh, why did butthole send me a message? Wait, that's me. It's not in here. I can't find it in here. I don't know how they've done this, but now
kids
I got to
wait for
them to get back from school.
It's easy?
Yeah, if you go into if you're on the iPhone, you go in your contacts, you are listed in your own contacts.
But I'm listed as Lance Zierlein.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you can edit that to
change
it to...
Now, I think they changed butthole to from my iPad.
Or maybe
somehow.
They put your number in as butthole.
Hold on.
Maybe they put butthole and then added a number. Added your number into it. I don't know.
But it would say butthole and two others.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, it says butthole.
Quote unquote butthole. You're right.
As you or as under B's for like they went in. They went
you
into your
edit
phone.
Your contact.
Yeah, they went into your phone.
It has my spouse.
Just it leave
has,
it. Then you.
No, I'm not leaving butthole.
Just leave it. You're
so
right.
How do I get butthole?
No, they're
off
right.
Here?
So they. Well, true. So they added butthole as a contact, or did they change your?
No,
actual
they put
name?
It underneath. Here like it is. You know,
Lance Zierlein butthole. Yeah. Somebody, one of my kids went in and took the time to do this. I don't know how they did this because they don't have my password. Like I don't know how long this
don't.
Has been. Like
oh, they
I
don't.
Had to check. I texted people like, "Hey, it doesn't say butthole." And I go, "No, you're not under butthole in my contacts."
No.
Yeah, but now that iPhone has a new thing where it says update contacts,
right?
It doesn't say butthole, right?
That is funny.
So off.
Good kids. Great kids.
Great.
You need to have some, Del.
Yeah, it sounds great. Right,
thank you for telling me, Del. I just took butthole off.
Yeah. No, don't take butthole off.
He doesn't want... That guy, he doesn't remember stuff. He sends himself things to remember. He doesn't want to see butthole when it comes up.
Yeah, because that's what I see, and that's what's up there right now. It's still up there, butthole.
Tony, I like Mason more now. Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to ask, why doesn't baseball use more technology versus less? maybe be a little progressive in the sense that why don't the pitchers and the catchers just use earpieces and microphones and just cover up their faces and relay pitches to or relay what kind of pitches they want to throw to each other? But this is a completely different question. And John, I wanted to ask you, as the only man in the room that's of a dark meat per se, I just wanted an explanation as to what the culture actually means exactly, because I've heard Dell make a reference to the culture. I don't really think he knows what that means.
Well, it's our people.
I just wanted to get your opinion about it.
Yeah.
It's how we do things. Tony. This is how we do it, okay, in the culture.
You hear the cadence, this is how we do it.
Mm-hmm. That's the song. But
it refers to our people and how we do it.
Parties here on the west side.
Ever heard of FUBU?
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Not for 14 years or so.
No.
I think
people in Europe still wear it, but.
Listen.
What
Tony,
does FUBU mean?
It's for us, by us.
Oh, there we go. Okay. You did know.
And you're the us in that equation?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, huh?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
So we're doing it for the culture. What Jamel.
Oof.
And my peeps.
I don't think you're in the same voting block as Jamel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ryan Spader.
You think you were in 16?
Yeah.
Who do you think Jamel voted for?
I'm sure we voted for Hillary.
Oh, we voted for Hillary?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure we did for the culture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what we did. We tried to get our first female president.
Can you do something else?
Me and Jamel did.
Can you do something else for the culture?
What?
Give away some tickets?
Let's give away some tickets for the culture. All right.
Well, although this band may not necessarily be for the culture.
Yeah, I'm not sure the culture wants all this.
Yeah.
The progressive rock band Coheed and Cambria.
They're a good band, but I don't know if they do it for the culture.
Are returning to the road this year for their Never End or No World for Tomorrow tour. And they're making a stop at the Revention Music Center.
We've seen a show there. We saw Dave Chappelle there.
Yes, we did.
Culture. John did it for
I saw Dave Chappelle at Smart.
Yeah, you're right. That was a Smart Financial.
Yeah. The four bandmates are back and better than ever to kick off a new tour you don't want to miss. All right, at exactly 8:45, caller number 6-713-780-3776 and win a pair of tickets to catch Coheed and Cambria May 8th at Revention Music Center. Get your tickets now at livenation.com. Coheed and Cambria.
Have you ever heard any Coheed and Cambria?
Nope. Got any?
This is an old song called Jersey City, but this is what you can expect to hear a little bit.
Sounds like Julia Hatfield.
I don't know who that is.
It's Juliana Hatfield. Is it Juliana? It's Juliana Hatfield.
So I don't think those of us in the culture
you don't
are going to be
doing it for the
I don't
culture.
Think we're doing
those
it for
those of
the
us
culture.
In the culture.
Yeah.
So what's. Caller what at what
six,
time?
At 8:45. Caller number 6. Made it easy on you. So the Ace of Spader just told Joe, 0670.
It's Ryan Spader, who's a baseball statistician.
That he's been told by current former players that 8 teams, aside from the Yankees, Astros, and Red Sox, have been stealing signs illegally with technology.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that's,
I imagine there won't be an investigation.
No one will even follow up on that tweet. Not only will it not go viral, it'll be about...
But
95 retweets, all Astros fans. And then a bunch of emojis where people call him a rat.
Well.
It's a rat now, but it's not a rat. It's Mike Fiers was a whistleblower. This guy would be a rat.
Right. Okay. So I just retweeted it. Mm-hmm. It has 151 likes and 62 retweets.
Wow.
It's really going. It's
going
viral.
It's viral. Hot. It's hot.
Yeah. It's red hot.
I wish Black Twitter loved the Astros, because then we could get all this stuff to go viral. If it's just Astro Twitter, this isn't going viral.
No.
Astro Twitter, you've lost all your juice.
I told you to...
A-holes.
You should have kept Tony Sipp.
Yep.
Might have changed things with Black Twitter.
Tony Kemp is who we should have kept.
That too.
That guy's got integrity.
One of the Tonys.
Both. We got one guy with integrity.
Yeah.
Right?
Tony Kemp.
The only guy with integrity. He did it for the culture. Me and him.
You're not. Oh, whatever. Whatever.
I do. I'm like, Tony, how are you not? Bro, if they're banging trash cans, get your bang on.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't sound right, but you need to get your bang on, Tony. What are you doing?
Tony.
You're trying to stick around in Major League Baseball. You're not a $6 million a year guy. Man, Tony's just like, I know if Tony says something, if Tony finds $20 on the ground, he's going to be walking around. I'm sorry, excuse me. Did somebody lose $20 here at the Galleria? I just found a $20 bill. I want to make sure and return it to its rightful owner.
Yes.
That's what Tony Kemp's doing.
Remember this? What was it, Crash?
I'm sorry. Could you put your cards
Remember
back?
Remember the movie Crash?
Uh-huh.
It changed. It honestly changed me. When Don Cheadle was the store clerk and the little girl came up and she gave him a 10 and he said, oh, here's change for your 20. And she took it. And she ran off and she was like, oh, I got change for a 20 when I only gave him a 10. Mm-hmm. He goes, she just gave up her integrity for $10, for 10 extra dollars. Mm-hmm. Is that what your integrity is worth? And I was like, that's neat. That is, that, you know
I
what?
Learned a similar lesson, but it was different in Bronx Tale, which is also your culture.
Right.
When Kaloge was after that kid because that kid owed him $5 or $10. And who is it? What's his name? The actor?
Chaz Palminteri.
Chaz Palminteri goes, right. What are you doing? He goes, he owes me $10. I want to get my $10. He goes, $10? He's going to avoid you for the rest of it. Did you like the kid? No, I hate the kid.
Yeah.
Great. You got off light. For $10, you're never going to be bothered by this kid ever again. I'm like, wow.
That's smart.
Never thought about that.
Yeah. So you give away money, and then you'll never have to see people again. Is that what you do?
Yeah, a guy owes you money, owes you $10. Not like,
so, Dell, come here. I'm going to give you $10.
And Chaz Palminteri was right. You never. Me and my wife had a discussion 2 days ago. So John, my wife goes, tell John he needs to give us $20 to buy raffle tickets for Alec. So Alec's doing this raffle, school raffle, fundraiser, and first place wins $20,000.
Thank you.
Visa gift card.
Thank you.
And I said, you know John's going to win one of these prizes.
Thank
Second
you.
Prize is $5,000 Visa gift card. Third is $1,000. She goes, don't worry. I've already thought of that. That's his luck. He's going to win.
Why is that?
The gift card.
What's the matter with that?
I always tell her, I said, John won in poker again. Said, why don't you win in poker? I said, I'm writing players. I'm not playing right now.
John hasn't won in a while at poker.
Off. Yeah.
John's not catching any cards lately. 845 ESPN 97.5. I need some health IQ is what I
Let me tell you. So health insurance is a really, really big idea that people have been grasping onto for years and years. And it's when you have kids, you don't want anything to happen. If something happens to you, you don't want anything to happen to your kids, your wife. You don't want them to be without. Maybe you're the wife listening to this, and you want your husband to be taken care of. I don't care who you are listening. Life insurance is a really big deal to make sure that your family is going to, you know, be taken care of if something were to ever happen to you. It's that peace of mind. But did you also know that there are plenty of healthy people who pay more, you know, who pay the heavier premiums because of people who aren't as healthy? And if you're one of those people, I want to tell you about Health IQ. It's a great opportunity for you to get, are you ready for this? As much as $1 million in coverage for your family for as little as $36 a month. This is incredible. I just found out about this, and I couldn't wait to tell you guys, because Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers. Everyone, no matter who you are, they're going to find you lower rates. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which you can save up to 41%. How do you get these healthy lifestyle savings? I'm glad you asked. Health IQ is the only life insurance company that can save you up to 41% with their patented online quiz about your lifestyle. Do you jog a few times a week? You know, do you have a gym membership? These are big deals that could end up saving you a lot of money on your life insurance premium. What you're paying on a monthly basis could go way, way down if you already have it. And if you don't have it, this is going to make it very affordable for you. To shop the top 30 life insurance carriers, plus apply Health IQ's exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, go to healthiq.com/healthy. That's healthiq.com/healthy to get these amazing savings. Once again, healthiq.com/healthy. Take that quiz and find out how much you can get covered for and how little it'll cost you with Health IQ.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, it was for the family, man. You guys are right. A couple people said, you guys, that one guy said, Don, B. Young said, that Don Cheadle's moment also changed me, but the movie was Family Man. I guess it was. Yeah, he's right. They're right. You're both right. Jay, too. Jay said it was Family Man. I said, nope. Crash. And I was wrong. Could have swore it was that. Oh, well. 713-780-3776. Coney Ealy came out last week and said that the depression that he had overcame him, and that's why he's not in the NFL. Did you see that article? Did you ever see it? Did you see Hayden Hurst? Hayden Hurst says his battle with depression and anxiety got so bad he blacked out, cut his wrist in an apparent attempt to kill himself, suicide in college.
I don't remember reading any of that stuff whenever I was...
Apparently, I'd been drinking, went in my apartment, and cut my wrist. My friend found me in a puddle of blood. He called 911.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
You know, Hayden Hurst was a former major leaguer, or minor leaguer. He was an old college player. It was like his second chance at... He flamed out, I want to say, in the Pirates organization, and then went into college at age, I think, 21. He went there older. And like I just wrote up this 27-year-old early entry punter from Australia who played for Auburn. He'll be a 28-year-old rookie. He's like, I got to go pro. I got no choice. I can't keep staying here in college at 28, and I'm married. But Hayden Hurst was the same thing. He was a guy I wrote up who had a – He was a kind of a star, a young player who had a lot of potential in baseball with the Pirates. Flamed out, went back to football, and every play he played like his hair was on fire. It's almost like he knew, all right, this is my second chance.
Yeah.
I am not taking any time off. But I didn't know that. So that was at South Carolina?
At South Carolina. No. Oh, I don't know.
Or was that with the base when he was?
Yes. He said, I just joined the University of South Carolina football team at the time. And the episode was a wake-up call for him to seek help for his anxiety issues.
Mm-hmm.
He had such bad anxiety.
Yeah, a lot of guys. I mean, it's like, you know, it's always the percentages, the odds. You know, the odds were always the odds of an athlete, the percentages of an athlete being gay are substantially higher than players who are out to this day, too. But we used to talk about it in the past when everyone was going to be more closeted. And you realize that statistically there was a certain percentage of players that were gay. And now more have come out after the fact. It's the same thing with mental health. I mean, percentages say there's going to be a much larger percentage of athletes who deal, because there's a much larger percentage of people
mm-hmm.
who deal with mental health. There is more, I think in some ways, it's a different stress, but there's a different level of stress. And it's only going to get worse through social media, through the magnification of media outlets and things like that. They're going to deal with additional stress.
Last year or the year before, the Washington State backup quarterback that killed himself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was like 4 years
ago. Was that long ago?
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Alinsky, he's the brother of the South Carolina quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. What a shame. What a horrible, horrible story. But, yeah, we're seeing more and more. But Coney Ealy is better, and Hayden Hurst is better today.
I think that's one of the good things about the younger generation of players is they don't feel the same stigma attached to it where they can come forward, and that's good, and deal with some of that stuff. Because, I mean, everyone has issues at different times. And for some of those players, if they turn to, or just like anyone, you turn to your drugs or alcohol, it can exacerbate the problem.
Oh, absolutely. Quickly. Absolutely. Let's get Dannon in here before we hit the top of the hour, and Raheel's going to join us here. What do you say, Dannon?
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Lance. Hey, guys, I really would like to see Verlander or Lance McCullers come out and just say, hey, guys, 10%.
We can't understand you, dude.
Players, we can throw 98 miles an hour to.
Okay, we can't understand a word that he said. Your phone is just, you know, are you talking on your?
Maybe it's not his phone. Maybe he's in a bad spot.
Maybe it's his Fitbit phone.
No, that doesn't exist. Hey, Dan, and maybe we think you're in a bad spot. Call back.
Yeah, Fitbit people use telephones for telephones and Fitbits for sleep tracking and step tracking. Mm. and other stuff.
Upgrade to an iPhone or an iWatch.
Really? You make phone calls with your watch?
Yeah. You want to see? You want to see?
Do you also...
Yeah, let me call.
Type in butthole and see what comes up.
Butthole. Here, yeah. Let me call butthole.
Let me ask you something. Do you also... Do you ever use that to relay messages
here,
in the car?
I'm calling butthole right now. See what happens. Let's see what happens.
Hello?
See, I can talk to you on my watch.
Who is this?
I'm calling butthole. Is he there? Yeah. Butthole's there.
Wrong number.
856.
You would have had to hear a 2-minute part of the show where apparently Lance's kids made his own contact butthole to get any of what just happened.
I didn't know that. Right. I didn't know they had done that until I texted myself and I said, oh, look, I got a text from somebody named Butthole. Oh, that's me.
856, ESPN 97.5, Real Jones is on the other side.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.